Hello, my name is Alicia Stevens, and I'm going to be reading the poem Bleeding Heart by Carmen Smith. My heart is bleeding. It bleeds upwards and fills my mouth up with salt. It bleeds because of a city in ruins, the chair still warm from sister's body, because it will all be irreproducible. My heart bleeds because of baby bear not finding mama bear, and it bleeds to the tips of my fingers like I painted my nails crimson. Sometimes my heart bleeds so much I am a raisin. It bleeds until I am a quivering, ragged clot. Bleeds at the ending with the heroine and her sunken cancer eyes. At the ending with the plaintive flute over smoke-choked killing fields. I'm bleeding a river of blood right now, and it's wearing a culvert in me for the blood. My heart rises up in me, becomes a cork of me, and I choke on it. I am bleeding for you, and for me, and for the tiny babies in the IED-blown leg. It bleeds because I am made that way, all filled up with blood. My sloppy heart is a sponge filled with blood to squeeze onto any circumstance. Because it is mine, it will always bleed. My heart bled today. It bled onto the streets and the steps of City Hall. It bled in the pizza parlor with the useless jukebox. I've got so much blood to give inside and outside of any milieu. Even for a bad zoning decision, I'll bleed so much you'll be bleeding. All of us bleeding in and out like it's breathing or kissing. Or because it's righteous and terrible and red.
Good morning, I'm Mrs. Shamus Douglas, and I'm here with Alicia Stevens, and she's going to tell us a little bit about why her poem Bleeding Heart is so powerful.
Bleeding Heart captured my attention at first because of just the language that it used and the pictures that it allowed me to see in my head. And not only that, but I think it really represents owning your own heart and using your own heart for what you will, that it's yours and no one can take it away from you. So if you're sad about something, you use your heart and it's okay.
Thanks so much, Alicia.